sometimes it is said that the spiritual master, when we speak of the spiritual master, we say our eternal Lord and Master. Sometimes we address the Guru as our eternal Lord and Master. So eternal means without beginning and without end. Now, just like in my own case, I am a very conditioned person. And yet now, on account of my Guru Maharaj's order, I am accepting disciples. But I cannot say that eternally I was a liberated soul. I feel myself to be very conditioned. So how are they to understand that this person is eternal Guru, if at one point he is seen to have been engaged in very ordinary activities?
If eternal Guru, কিরকম ভাবে আমি বুঝবো যে আমি eternal Guru, মানে
আপনার প্রশ্ন বলছেন না, এর কথাটা বলছেন,
ওর কথা বলছেন,
কি বলছেন
ইটারনাল গুরু, কি করে বুঝবো যে তুমি ইটারনাল গুরু?
দ্যাট ইজ ইউর পয়েন্ট.
Well, I don't know what his translation was, but my point is, again, I'll repeat it again, that taking myself as an example, Tamal Krishna, I was a very ordinary person, very sinful. But by the grace of my Guru Maharaj, I have come to Krishna consciousness a little bit. And by his order, I am giving diksha to others. Now, it is said that the Guru is eternally the Guru of some disciple. So how is it that I could be eternally someone's Guru when I was only 20 years ago a sinful person? I can see our Prabhupada is always in a liberated condition, so exalted. But I'm very ordinary. No problem for me, but what about my disciples?
You see, whether you know this story or not, when Krishna in Dwaraka once told that he is attacked with a severe headache, and the only the feet dust of the devotee can cure it, to Narada. Narada went to so many devotees in Dwaraka, none came up to give the feet dust. Oh, it is impossible. It is impossible, you can't do, you can't go to hell. So frustrated, Narada came to Krishna, oh, I am very severely, I am suffering now, severe pain. Have you got any feet dust? No, no sir, none prepared to give feet dust. But then what I can do? Narada was benumbed. He may try in Vrindavan. At once Narada intimated to the gopis. Gopis came with feet dust. You see, he's suffering, feet dust. Oh, I don't know who is a devotee. Take feet dust to your person, take all these things and go. Narada was astounded, what is the matter? No devotee came to offer feet dust, and these fellows, they are doing. Do you know what is the consequence? Consequence of this? Yes, maybe eternal hell. Why we don't care for that? A slight relief is there, that is our. So, Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh. Mahaprabhu says, I am fallible, but I am confident that what my Gurudev has given to me, it is an uncommon vital nectarine thing, and he has asked me to give it to others. It does not matter. I shall take the risk. He has ordered me, I am his servant. He will look after me. Let me take a risk. With this spirit he will approach. I may go to hell, but I must carry out. I may die, but I must carry out the order of my commander. With this spirit he is to approach, and there will be no danger if this consciousness is met. But he deviates from that connection and goes to for self-seeking, this mundane purpose, then he will be doomed otherwise. No destruction can touch him. The spirit, internal dual spirit, should be maintained. And that is the qualification, real qualification. Yes, sir, I am ready to die to carry out the order of my Gurudev. I feel that this is a nectar and I must distribute to others to save them. That is Ramanuja's case. Yes. Ramanuja, there was another Alwar, Purnakanchi or some gentleman. Purpati, the mantra of Purpati, the highest type of mantra of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. He chose, Ramanuja wanted that mantra from him. He told, if you don't disclose it to anyone, then I shall kill you. Yes. With this Ramanuja, with this pledge, Ramanuja went to him and he got the mantra. This was already announced, and so many people standing outside, the Ramanuja accepted this condition. And they went to his guru, and the guru got the mantra. As soon as, no sooner Ramanuja came out, the mob there, waiting there, impatiently. What? Gavru mantra? Yes. What mantra? That is of the highest order, that will deliver us all. Yes, deliver you. This is the mantra. Wave out. Guru calls him. What do you say? What do you did? I did, sir. Don't you know what is the result? Yes, I know. Eternal hell. But that your mantra is abhattha, means it cannot but be fruitful.
Yes.
So that then we said, I shall go myself to hell. This sort of risk, then Guru bless you. You cannot be doomed in any condition. So this sort of risk should be taken by this disciple. And only in the on the course, on the basis of that spiritual feeling. And he can never be doomed. The I is there, his God is there, the Guru is there, then he cannot but be saved. They cannot leave them in danger. And they relish that that person to carry out his order, he is going to the hell. Can they tolerate? Are they living or they are dead? Our guardians. Gaur Hari Bol.
Gaur Hari Bol.
Krishna, Krishna.
Also, I read in the Bhagavat of Prabhupada explaining that in Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, this Nava Bhakti, that the first seven processes, that is Vidhi Marg, and Sakyam Atmani Vedanam, that is Raga Marg.
What is this?
Sravanam
Kirtanam
Vishnu Smaranam
Padashevanam Atmanam Vandanam
Dasham
Sakyam Atmani Vedanam.
So, these seven,
they are interconnected. Without Atmani Vedanam, no devotion is possible. Then, in the highest sense, the Atmani Vedanam in Madhura Rasa only. not even in Sakha. But on the whole, Atma Nivedan must be there. Without that, no bhakti is possible. Devotion is impossible without Atma Nivedan. But there is degree, and the highest degree in Madhura Rasa, everything. All Sarsat Bhakti, in the highest degree, it is in Madhura Rasa to be found. All little less, Matsudra Rasa, little less, Sakha Rasa, little less in this way to distribute. Purna Rasa is Madhura Rasa. Tadasthaya Vicharinda, Jaya Rasa Yadva, in his own department, they think that they are holding the highest position. But in the absolute consideration, if the comparison is drawn, then we see that Santo, superior Dasya, then superior Sukha, then superior Vatsala, and the supreme most Madhura, and Sakya and Parukya. And then Radharani, gradually. The very origin is Radharani. And she is distributing in gradation all her extended self, serving. She is serving Krishna in fullest rasa. And by the antagonistic Chandabali and others, all other rasa also spring direct or indirect from him. Vatsala Rasa is antagonistic to Madhura Rasa to a certain extent, but still it is the outcome. Of course, for the understanding, to make it clear, the other rasa, the source of other rasa is said to be Baladeva. From this spring is Baladeva. Baladeva, the Vatsala Sukha, Dasya. They are springing from Baladeva and Madhura Rasa Radharani. First divided in this way. Then Baladeva then in another form as Ananga Manjari, she is in the camp of Radharani to attain the test of the highest quality of Rasa in Madhura Parakya. This is intermingled. We have to gradually, we have to understand and understand.
One question I had was in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Narada, he says that when I chant the glories of Krishna, he appears on the mirror of my heart as if called for.
As
if I called for him. When I chant his glories, then he's appearing in my heart as if I called for him. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that this is like spiritual television, that Krishna is appearing in his description. So that is tantamount, or that is like seeing Krishna face to face. But associating with Krishna personally and directly, that is still different. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're hearing about Krishna's form in Srimad Bhagavatam. Some conception of Krishna is coming to the devotee. So on the subject of seeing Krishna, it appears that this subject is very, very broad, beginning with seeing Krishna in the order of the Guru, and then seeing Krishna in the descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam, and then later seeing Krishna also.
You have to repeat this, the one Krishna.
It's more than a question. He's explaining.
Narada says, when I chant his name, I see him.
And he says, in the beginning, in the neophyte stage, when we have kirtan, and when we hear Bhagavat, we are also beginning to sense Krishna. And in a completely, when one goes back to the spiritual world, one is with Krishna, and he's also saying Krishna. So there's different degrees of...
Different plane, of different type, different degree, depth, intensity, and according to capacity, partial visit, partial sight may be also be in Leela. And some may say ordinary Krishna of Kurukshetra battle, some may see the Dwaraka, the Rukminisha, some may say the Mathura Krishna, then Vraja Krishna, and there are also different Mallana, Masani, Rang Naravara, Sri Rang, Saru, Murti Rang, when Krishna is entering the the meeting of Kamsa, different persons are getting different views about him. The same Krishna entering, but different classes, they are looking at him by seeing him in different ways, both that one and same Krishna. That is also possible. According to their adhikaro, they are seeing differently. Some seeing foe, some friend, some son, politician, some kingly, in this way different. The yogis they saw, the absolute in this way. The persons of different category and they are according to their own position, they are seeing them differently. It is also possible. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Our Guru Maharaj was kind upon us, so you are kind upon us. I find no difference at all in how you are blessing us.
Hare Krishna. Well, we are very near when living together, and we are discussing things almost from the same platform. We are talking one another, and Govinda Maharaj was also the witness there. A long time. He had very intimate connection and affection for me.
When I used to come every year to Mayapur, my whole purpose in coming was fulfilled when I would be in his association. So similarly now I am feeling that as I have come here, that my purpose is being fulfilled whenever I'm in your association. If one goes to a holy place and doesn't take advantage of the association...
This shows the elevation of your heart. And I had much hope in you. He asked me, when so many delivered lectures, he asked me specially, how do you know Tamal Krishna? About the Siddhanta, what he really spoke in his lecture, especially asked me for your, I conjectured that he had much hope in you. About Siddhanta. He had confidence, superior confidence in you, about Siddhanta, understand. And also, I was satisfied in that meeting with your beginning. Bandihang Sri Guru Sri Yudhavallam, you began with this. I was very much satisfied. The comprehensive he has taken up first this shloka, where everything is there. From the beginning, Gosikha Guru, Diksha Guru, then Mahaprabhu, then Radha Govinda, all, Shastra Guru, Rupa Goswami, all present here. And he had the knack to come to this shloka in the beginning. Where did you say he had that? He said, they come and cook Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, you say meeting?
Meeting, yeah. Then the Amanakta Shlok Dhurachan, he had the most comprehensive. Bandi Hang Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Padakamalang, Sri Guru, Vaishnavangscha, Sri Rupang, Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathamitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Sabadhutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Raghunatha, Sri Vishakamitamscha. You began with this sloka, and that satisfied me very much. The whole thing has been accepted here to help. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And there is thoughts there. I'd like to think of sending Tamal Krishna to China, the most difficult task. To confer on him. He's the Sabse Dang Piti Polishi. Dang Piti means desperate. Dang Piti means desperate. Very. Who does not care for any adverse circumstances. He can go forward without caring for any type of adverse circumstance. There is. Dengpiti or something like Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Lord. Gaur Hari.
So we will
not
we will take your
Mahaprabhu. He told to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, after meeting and teaching, he wanted to accompany Mahaprabhu himself to Nilachal, Puri. Mahaprabhu told, no, what I say to you, do this, go to Vrindavan, on my behalf to work there. So, sadāsaṅgyāsatun, you are always with me. All the physical company is not real association, but anugatya, wherever this body and mental body may be, but if I am faithful, serving mood to any person, I am there with him in the chetam. In the world of consciousness, only our subjugation, our faithful adherence to one soul, that is to be with him. Do you follow? Mm. Am I clear?
Yes.
I am at his beck and call. This attitude gives us nearness of a soul and not this body or any other things. Only submissiveness, only adherence, only faithful submission to any person, that brings us near to him. Mm. So sadāsaṅgyāsatami, he told Rupa Goswami, you are always with me. You are always with me. But now, just you go to Vrindavan. And again you may come to me in Puri. But now you are always with me. But I am in recollection of you, and you are of recollection of me. So there, we always meet. And I am in you, you are in me. That is in faith, in Shraddha, in our inner conception of prospect. Oneness is there, nearness is there.
Actually,
and the world is of that type, that world, the infinite. In the world of infinite, only this sort of consciousness, that is nearness or distance there. Not this physical thing. As physically two body, the bug, the people who can the
hair.
The hair lives in the hair, sometimes lives in the hair.
I see.
Ikun ke ki bale? Ikun er English ki?
A kind of bug.
Yeah, that lives in the hair.
There are some... the bug in the bed, and some insect, worm in the hair. The, what is that in?
Lice.
They are also very near physically, but in consideration of soul, how far they are. So nearness of soul, only by adherence in the faith, that is, in the infinite, our nearness with that type. Just as from far off, through phone, we can connect. From America, India, through phone connecting nearness. So nearness may be understood in different way. Just as the sun is near to the earth, in the case of influence, then the next is moon, or in the case of influence of moon to the earth. In this way, they are near or far. So far, the distance may be measured in different ways. Different ways. So in the spiritual world, nearness and the distance is measured like that. And physically, by another medium, in this way. Near than the far. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. Govinda Maharaj, kichu puri ar, aru tarkari ar nishchi kichu. Nai, kichu byabostha kore dao, ela to 9ta bejeche. Ei shomoy prasad peye thake. Gaur Hari Gaur.
Hare Krishna.
Enough job to being like a cow. He said, just like a cow is led anywhere and everywhere, but their business is to give milk. So I think that we are all like little babies, and we require so much milk. So kindly do not mind if our thirst is very great. We are sorry if we tire you, but we are very thirsty, because we are growing children, very young children. So we require to be nourished very much.
Yes, of course. And that is... sign of life. When the baby wants to take food, the vitality, the life is there. And when baby lying and not showing any sign of taking food,
Hare Krishna.
Aspects of biological science that also implies life comes from life. Either theobiology will have some sort of a scientific implications in the minds of the students in the colleges and the universities. Yes. So, Dev Krishna Maharaj is here, and Sagat Guru Maharaj is here, he's in Vrindavan, and we have some students from San Francisco. It's Carl, he's a scientist, and also here is Avery. He's one of our members of Bhaktivedanta Institute, mm-hmm. science students, and a few others have arrived to have your darshan, Maharaj.
All welcome.
We're discussing a little bit about the theobiology.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was wondering whether you could kindly give us some hints about, we want to make a very strong philosophical and the scientific presentation of the idea that the original source is a supreme person. In other words, the original source has supreme consciousness and supreme intelligence, and everything is coming from him, and everything is derivative out of that supreme consciousness. Mm.
And that is absolute good, and that is autocrat. Mm. Law emanating from him, and he is above law. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will come to Krishna consciousness, autocracy, but absolute beauty. Beauty and love almost of same category. And autocracy, there should be there. Law, when plurality begins, and when Advaya, in its highest position, there is autocracy. Law emanating from him, ekuham bahushyam. When there is many necessity of law, even when unity through love, no law is necessary there. In other words, that law is not like the law of this world. That is another law. Another law. There is also competition. But law loses its sting. Because dedication, the competition of dedication, so law is useless. Sacrifice, not aggrandizement, self-aggrandizement. So law is useless there. The competition of sacrifice, competition of dedication, dedication. When Gandhi began his movement here, his Ahimsa movement, British government was in a very awkward position, because the implication of the law, where the force will be applied, then law will come. But the passive resistance, no question of force. I am not opposing the road. I am lying down, you go over me. I am not giving any opposition. So no application of force, the law does not come in action. So as there is competition of sacrifice and dedication, the law in its own sense can have no application. Beauty is autocrat, is all capturing. Love is also autocrat, all capturing.
One of the points that I've been thinking regarding this book is that somehow this living entity is forced to be within this material body. Somehow the jiva, the living entity, the jivatma, is forced to stay within this temporary physical body.
It's not forced. The first starting point is that of free will. We have to accept that, and we have to find out that. Otherwise, God will be responsible for his misery. Nakar tittam nakar mani lokasya srijati prabhu no karma phalasam yogam svabhavastu pravartate. I am not responsible for the suffering of the jiva. I am aloof. I am left with freedom. And the freedom is their intrinsic qualification. Whatever is conscious, that is free. It depends on the magnitude. Anu Chaitanya, freedom is also Anu. So vulnerability. And by exercise of their imperfect freedom, they come to the world. And not anything forces. Then when he comes in cooperation with Maya, then the force of Maya comes in abrogation first. Mm-hmm. First starting is free will, then the Maya grasp takes him in. When I give some writing, a battle, anyhow, he got something in writing from Hyderabad. Mm. And then the police work, when they wanted to go away, then this Jayanta Chowdhury was sent to take police action. Only some writing, because the British told that the Indian chiefs, they are free. They should accept either Indian or Pakistan. But they are free to take their choice. But representative of Nizam came to Delhi and a sort of writing, that he has special consideration he will get about other chiefs. Then anyhow entangled, and then the police action went on. So, first consent of jiva with free will, and then the Maya is there. Mm-hmm. This way this world transaction begins, and not interference of the Supreme there. The Anu Chaitanya, the defective consciousness, the small free will. There are many, some coming this side, some coming that side, from the marginal plane.
So at what point the Jiva-atma begins to recognize his using of free will in a negative sense?
The possibility, as there is in the tatastha, in the jam, possibility of the positive participation, so positive possibility of the negative participation, and I would do two functions in germinal form when he is in the marginal position plane. Possibility of negative and positive. Then by free choice, one side, one possibility is given recognition, and it got a start, and the journey began. And then by handling of the sadhus, of the divine agents, that can be modified when wandering in the world. Then the positive is tackled, and when positive aspect awakens, then that gives the chance to go out towards the divine realm.
That also is dependent on the free will.
Free will is there. Consciousness means free will, endowed with free will. Any atom of consciousness, all atoms of consciousness means they are all endowed with free will. Without free will, consciousness may not be conceived, then it is matter, material existence. Conscious spirit means endowed with free will.
So then it is right to conclude that when we like to be free from this bondage of this material existence, I must exercise my free will in the right direction.
But generally, when he is here, independent of his free will, the agent, divine agent, help them, and beyond his consciousness, sukriti. First stage, ajnata sukriti, unknowing acquisition of the favor of the Lord through the sadhus. Just as when the patient is unconscious, the doctor is helping by injection perhaps or something like that, then he comes to consciousness, then the cooperation begins and the treatment goes on. Mm-hmm. But when he is unconscious, at that point also treatment is possible. Mm-hmm. So when he is engrossed with material consciousness, the divine agents, they come and utilizes his energy in any way for the Lord. And the ajnata sukriti, beyond his consciousness. Then jnata sukriti, then sraddha, he comes on the surface. Mm-hmm. And then cooperation. Mm-hmm. When sraddha, sukriti, when sukriti develops into a stage of sraddha, faith, then the cooperation of the sadhus and the development of the spiritual life, proper. Before that, underground works, and that is sukriti, and that is done by the sadhus, the divine agents. Unconscious he is, the patient is unconscious, the doctor is helping, something like that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Important engagement there, you have to go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Lord, Hare Lord, Lord, Hare Lord. Lord, Chaitanya.
So, wherever there is Paramatma, there is Jivatma.
Yes.
So, in Brahma Sangita, it says, Andantarastam Paramanu Chayantarastam. So, in every molecule or every atom, there is Paramatma.
Both Jivatma and Paramatma.
So, in that condition, Jivatma is unconscious, isn't it?
Unconscious or malconscious?
Malconscious.
Yes, maybe. Unattentive towards Paramatma, engrossed in the exploiting, buried in the exploit. Tendency, Jivatma, unconscious of Paramatma, but Paramatma is conscious of Jivatma, and Jivatma is going on in his own way, Paramatma is watching, and willing good for Jivatma, but he is not interfering with his activities in a direct way. In Gita you will find upadrashtanu mamtacha bhatta bhukta mahishara paramatmeti chapuktu dehishmin purushappara. In Gita we get the so many signs of Paramatma, near Jivatma, in the body. Upadrashta, he's overlooking, looking stealthily what Jivatma is doing. Jivatma is unconscious, but he is consciously seeing, noting what Jivatma is doing. Upadrashta, Anumanta, anyhow, he can oppose. Paramatma can oppose the actions of Jivatma, but he does not. He is indifferent there. Indifferent, only look at him. Upadrashtanu mantacha, what he is doing, he is, with his negative attitude, he is approving. He is not interfering. Upadrashtanu mantacha, bhatta. and he is also tolerating him and not withdrawing all help from to Jivatma, supplying facilities for the work. Bhakta, bhukta, and also a sort of sorrow we may find in Paramatma or Jivatma, that he is going astray, as if a shadow of the misery of Jivatma is on Paramatma, is not satisfied. Bhukta, Maheshwara. But if he likes, he can interfere and he can stop, but he does not. This attitude of God to in respect of Jiva is known as Paramatma.
This attitude of God?
This function of the Supreme Entity in relation to Jiva is known as Paramatma. He's always with him, with friendly attitude, but does not interfere with his freedom. That is the attitude of Paramatma. That function is known as Paramatma.
In one place, in one place, take your chanda. In Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, he quotes some verse from the Vedas, saying that the Paramatma. In-